This is Landon, and this is my podcast on rural health in Georgia. We went to the Mercer Medical Center and got to talk to a couple of their professionals. Here's one of them, Charles Duffy.
Different than your standard x-ray machine which comes out from the ceiling. The reason we use this x-ray machine is all about rural health. This unit is designed to be put into smaller clinics. So while we could have had a much bigger unit here, the way that we're doing rural health is we want all the equipment in this clinic to be identical to what we have in our rural health clinic. So this exact unit is in Plains, which allows our staff here to help the staff in Plains with their equipment. So they're both looking at the same piece of equipment. And, it's able to do any x-ray that a standard x-ray machine is doing. It's just a little bit smaller. It's all digital. Everything goes to the same radiologist, which is important because the way that we're able to do what we do in rural areas is everything comes up through this office. So if you have a visit in Plains, your doctor's in Plains, but all the boring stuff that happens after the visit, like the billing and the coding, that's all done here. So we're not having to hire employees down in Plains to do a lot of the things that we can do with fewer employees here. And then also we're not having to hire two or three x-ray techs that are experts on this machine. We can hire a couple here, and then they can help the x-ray techs in our other areas. So that's why we've chosen this unit. They're a little cheaper than the bigger units, even though the quality of the x-rays are excellent. They're top of the line. They are they're able to see things that you couldn't see 5-6 years ago on x-ray machines, just because the technology has gotten so great. This x-ray machine costs retail probably $150,000. This piece right here costs $100,000, this little square. So it tells you that we don't try to mess with this little square too much. But this is the digital receiver for the x-ray machine. So everything kind of comes through here, and that's what reads your actual x-ray. Sends it over to a computer over there, which sends it to a computer in Milledgeville. And doctors read it in Milledgeville, send it back here within 15 minutes. So you can have an x-ray and we can tell you what's wrong in 15 minutes. Versus having to print them out and look at them on a little screen, on a little light screen, and then sending that to a doctor and then 3 or 4 days later getting your results back. Very quick. Same in Plains. Yeah, we can send an x-ray from Plains to Milledgeville in about a second. And then the doctor takes about 10, 15 minutes to read it, sends it straight back, and there's no lag, and the patient never knows. The patient doesn't know it's going across the state. Technology is really what you have to rely on when you're doing rural health, because the distance to those clinics can be great, can be really far. And for a patient who has to take their x-rays, which a lot of times would happen in clinics that don't have digital equipment, they've got to drive that x-ray. Well, that patient may not have a car. So it would be an impossibility for them to get that x-ray read, whereas just simply hooking it up to a computer, we've really created a way for patients to get the word synergy is a good word for the way healthcare should work, in that and synergy means that you start something and it gets bigger and bigger and it gains momentum and it affects everybody and everybody benefits from it. It's kind of like the tide rising. Like if the tide rises, it doesn't just lift one boat up, it lifts all the boats up. So if we can start working on raising the tide of healthcare and the quality of healthcare, everybody wins. And it's important that we all work together and that we see that, because we can all support each other in doing this. And part of the way we make that happen is things like this. This podcast is not going to be just directed towards one healthcare provider. It's available to everybody, and to get everybody involved and on the same page, I think what you're doing is very impactful.
We went across the street to the Mercer Medical University and got to talk to one of their professionals. Here is our interview with him.
Family. Well, it would be make it very difficult for that family to get medical care in a timely fashion if somebody in the family was sick. And one of our goals is to make sure that doesn't happen in Georgia. That's why we're here, and I hope that's what you're going to come up with in your podcast. Yes, sir.
Like, how many hospitals does the county need to have in order for it to be considered, like, not underserved?
Well, one would do for rural counties, for the most part. That might mean a 20-mile drive. But one wouldn't do in Atlanta, would it? No. Yes, sir.
How could an average citizen help the underserved?
How can the average citizen help the underserved?
Yeah.
Well, by voting, but not yet for you, right? So the average citizen, I think to be aware of the problem, talk to your parents, talk to your teachers. You know, there are people out there, there are people my age who get sick and can't go to a doctor, and then they get sicker and sicker. And eventually they go to the hospital. When, you know, if the, you know, the first day this boy or girl had gotten sick and had been able to see a doctor, the hospital would have never happened. Yes.
Do you think that Georgia should expand the Medicaid services?
Do I think Georgia should expand Medicaid services? Yes.
Well, why?
Why? Well, as many people have put, when the Affordable Care Act was passed and went into effect in 2014, most of the money Georgia would have spent was free money from the federal government, 90% maybe. Georgia's a rich state. We're the 8th or 9th largest state by population in the country. We can afford to make sure people who need Medicaid can get it. That's my view.
We are leaving the campus now, and we learned a lot of fun facts and information that we need to know. Thank you for listening to my podcast on rural health in Georgia.